Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if you have a Bible question or if there's some issue you're dealing with and would like to talk it over, well, we welcome your call right now at 844-322-2742. Give us a call, friends. We'll talk it through on today's Basic Gospel broadcast. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. And Andrew, welcome today. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, great to be with you, as always.
You have some exciting news, I think, that you would like to share with our audience today about a brand new book that you have authored that is about to be released.
Yes, my good friend Tim Challis and I worked on this book. It's called The Perfect You, and it is just days away. People are already pre-ordering on Amazon.com, and we're about 6 days away from its release, Bob. And you know, it's exciting to be able to share the identity in Christ message, but specifically from the heart, what it means to have a new heart and to have Christ living in your heart and to be united with Christ and having the Spirit of God dwell in your heart by faith. And I think there's just a lot of mixed messages out there. The five-year-old says, I want to ask Jesus in my heart. And then, well, a decade later, we're telling that same person they've got a wicked heart, a deceitful heart, and we don't even see the conflict. And so we wrote this book, The Perfect You, to really help people solidify, okay, who am I? What do I really want? What am I like at the core? And so, yeah, we're excited about the release of The Perfect You.
Yeah, and as you talk, one of my favorite passages, it's an Old Testament passage, and it really is prophetic as to what Christ has accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. But it comes from the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6, and it says this, "And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live." And that's what's exactly taken place for those of us who have believed the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. God has done something with our hearts, and that's what you want people to understand and want people to really know and experience in their own relationship with the Lord, isn't it?
Yes. So, you know, when we're little kids, we recite, I cross my heart, I hope to die, I stick a needle in my eye. Well, you can forget that last part about the needle, but at salvation, that's what God actually did. He crossed our hearts. He took our heart to the cross, and then we hoped to die. Well, that's what he did for us. We were crucified with Christ, and then we were born again. You can't be born again without dying first. And so if you participated in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, then that has major implications for your heart and what you want, your spiritual passions. God's not asking you to put on airs and fake something. I mean, just imagine the opposite. If it were the idea of you being dirty, but you're supposed to live clean, you're sinful, but you're supposed to live holy, you're unrighteous, but you're supposed to live righteous. Well, then that would be an invitation to basically not be yourself. You would have to fake it until you make it, and finally in heaven, I guess you'd be clean and righteous. But, you know, that's just not the gospel. The gospel is not just good news. It's great news. There's no fly in the ointment to ruin it. I mean, this is the reality. You're a child of light, therefore live as a child of light. You live by the Spirit, therefore walk by the Spirit. Everything that God calls us to is a perfect fit with the perfect you that he made you to be.
Yeah, that is such good news, and that is such a missing part of Christian teaching. You know, we talk about so much that we're sinners saved by grace, and we kind of bring that old identity into the mix, and oh, we're just old sinners and old sinners, and that's really not the message, is it?
Right, and if that were the message, then we really wouldn't have any hope. And also, talk about excuse making. I mean, we could spend the rest of our lives going, well, I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's just who I am. I'm just a dirty, rotten sinner doing dirty, rotten things. And, you know, I can't help it. It's just who I am. And a lot of people live there. And what we're saying is, wait a minute, come on, there's some hope here on this side of heaven. There's some hope right here, right now. You're dead to sin. You're alive to God right now. I know you're getting the thoughts. I mean, look, we all get the thoughts. The Bobs get the thoughts. I get the thoughts. Every human, whether they're in Christ or not, we get those thoughts of temptation and accusation, whether it's gossip or lust or fear, whatever it might be. And yet what we're saying is, where do those come from? Do those emanate from your heart? Are they coming from you? Well, what if they're not? What if there's a source that you need to be aware of? You know, the Bible calls those fiery darts. They're coming from the outside towards you. The Bible says there's a power called sin. There's even that old way of thinking called the flesh. But look, the flesh doesn't go to heaven. You do. And sin doesn't go to heaven. You do. And the world doesn't go to heaven. You do. So, you know, we have these influencers, the world, the flesh, the enemy. Those are influencers on us. But who are you? I mean, if we were to cut you open on a spiritual operating table, what do you look like on the inside? And I think, you know, in this book, The Perfect You, we're saying God's trying to tell you something. He's trying to tell you, shouting from the rooftops through Scripture, that you are not the same person you used to be. You're a new creation, bonded with Jesus. You're compatible with Him. You've got His desires written on your heart. And Bob, that is a beautiful thing and a beautiful way to live.
Yes, indeed. Well, you're listening to Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley is with us today. We're talking about his brand new book, The Perfect Jew. If you have questions about what it means to be in Christ, what your new identity is all about, we would love for you to call and talk with Andrew specifically about that today. And the number is 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Bob?
Well, we want to say thanks to those of you who support Basic Gospel this month by sending you a copy of another excellent resource. It's called The New Covenant Journey, and it's a journey, as we've said, that will take you to a place of rest and equip you to live your life in Jesus Christ to the fullest. The New Covenant Journey, just click donate at basicgospel.net, and when you do, be sure to request your copy of The New Covenant Journey. It's going to be quite a trip. Bob produced it, and we want you to have a copy of it as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. And again, you can do that at basicgospel.net. Well, once again, that number as well, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. We would love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley joining Bob Christopher and me. Again, the number, 844-322-2742. And guys, we had this email question that came in from John. He says, some seem to believe that the church is Israel. Or they go even further and say Israel, the 10 lost tribes, populated Europe, and that's who the gospel was originally for. Of course, I don't believe this, but do you have any thoughts on this? That's from John, who wrote to us through Facebook.
Yeah, well, you go to Galatians chapter 3, guys, and it says there's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. That's Galatians 3. And then the book of Ephesians tells us that God tore down this barrier wall, and the barrier wall was what stood between the Jews and the Gentiles. Ephesians 2 tells us this barrier wall was the law, and when God fulfilled the law, when Jesus Christ, through his life, death, burial, and resurrection, fulfilled that law, then the wall came down, and we are now one. And in fact, you look at today's world with everything from racism and hate and violence and divisions and factions. This is God's answer to all of that. The new covenant brings Jew and Gentile together. It, in fact, brings all people groups together, Bob, because we're not identifying people because of their lineage, their heritage, their bloodline, their skin color, their socioeconomic status. We're identifying people the way that God does. And he says you're either in Adam or in Christ, and the invitation is, come, let's be together. Let's Let's work together. Let's live together. Let's love each other in Christ. And that will be our unity, our unified identity together as one. So any of these teachings out there that say, no, no, there's one message for the Jew and another message for the Gentile. There's one gospel for this group, another gospel for that. Those are divisive teachings, and they do not reflect the unity that God has designed under the new covenant, do they?
No, they don't. And I love how Paul kind of puts it several times in the book of Galatians. And he says it's not whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised, and that covers both Jew and Gentile. It's all about new creation. And really that gets back to what you're talking about in your new book, is the fact that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. And because we've been given new hearts, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts, it's then that we can look beyond all of the human ways that we try to identify with each other and really love each other supernaturally, like you say, from the heart, right?
Yes, yes. And so when we're loving from the heart, it's the heart that God gave us, and it's a perfect fit. We don't have to put on airs and fake things. I mean, you know, it's one thing to know that you're forgiven. It's another thing to know that God made you forgiving. It's one thing to be loved by God. It's another for Him to make you loving. In other words, you are not a hater by nature anymore. God made you loving. He gave you a new nature, a new heart, a new spirit, His Spirit living in you. So when you start to realize that this is not just God's far off, you know, fantasy view of you, this is reality. Some people even, you know, you've been sharing this message for decades, Bob. You know that this identity in Christ message can be very trendy. It can be very popular. People say, you know, oh, yeah, identity in Christ. I love that. Yeah, we should see ourselves the way God sees us. And then that's all there is to it. And it's almost like the implication is God is faking Himself out. He's pretending that you're something that you're not. But really, it's not just seeing yourself the way God sees you. It is seeing what He has done to you. It's not just what He did for you. He forgave your sins. But it's what He did to you. He took you to the cross, and He made you new through the resurrection. So we start believing this is real. I'm only one person in here. What kind of person am I? Am I a good person? Am I a good tree that bears good fruit? Or am I a bad tree that bears bad fruit? Well, we got to make up our minds, because if you're born of God, if you're born of the Spirit, what kind of job did God do there? So this is pretty critical to understand, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very critical. And, you know, Andrew, this idea of living from the heart, I mean, you see it in a lot of different areas. I mean, I think you can Google and you can see some New Age things that talk about living from the heart. And that's all just trying to fake something, trying to manufacture something. And that's not what you're talking about at all, and that's not what the Word of God is talking about at all. This is talking about ultimate reality, what God has done for us and to us through Christ, and the fact that we've emerged through the death, burial, and resurrection as new creations, raised to walk in the newness of life, and we've been fully equipped to do that. And Can you speak to that a little bit? How, you know, this idea of living from the heart is out there in various ways, but it really misses the mark when it comes to what the Word of God has to say.
Yeah, you know, there's a worldly version, and, you know, it's like a Walt Disney type version of things. You know, live from the heart, be true to your heart, listen to your heart. Well, all of that sounds good until you realize you're dead in Adam. And you don't have Christ living in you yet. And so the world has a version of this that really doesn't work. It sounds romantic, but next thing you know, your heart is telling you to cheat on your spouse. Your heart is telling you to be cruel to other people. Your heart is telling you to follow all of these lustful desires of the world. Well, that's an unbelieving heart. And, you know, so that's why the whole message falls apart for the world. But it's interesting that they have attempted to fabricate a message that God designed for his church, for his children. And so, you know, Bob, we're the only ones as saints, as children of God, born of the Spirit, we're the only ones that can really freely listen to the heart that God gave us. We get to be ourselves and reflect Jesus at the same time. Only believers can do it.
Yes, that's exactly right. I have to laugh as you were working through some of those examples. We actually had a person years and years ago call us and say, I just feel so free. I'm divorcing my wife, and I'm marrying this girl that I've been having an affair with for years, and I'm just so glad that I can follow my heart. And it's like, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up, fella. You're not following the heart that God's given you. You are following some fleshly desires there. And I think that's why it's so vitally important for us to understand that God has stamped his character, his life on these new hearts of ours, hasn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, people can get the wrong idea because of all the thoughts floating through their head. So you could get a crazy thought in your head, but it's not coming from your heart. So in this book, The Perfect You, we're saying, hey, what if you took a one-foot journey from head to heart? This isn't a single journey. You do it over and over again. You take thoughts captive. You say, I'm dead to those thoughts. I'm alive to these thoughts over here. And, you know, you're taking this journey, so to speak, setting your mind, taking thoughts captive, fixing your eyes on Jesus, and you're saying, who am I, and what am I about, and what do I really want, and what is it that fulfills me, what makes me tick? And, you know, I like to say, Bob, that we're going to prove our new identity in Christ one way or another. We're going to prove it by sinning and being miserable, or by trusting Jesus and being fulfilled. But either way, you prove that you're different than the guy next door. You prove that there's something strange, something unusual about you. You're an alien in this world. You're not made for sin. It'll never work. And only the fruit of the Spirit will ever satisfy you.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, tell our listeners briefly how they can pre-order the book. It hasn't been released yet, but I think that's next week. And tell them how they can pre-order and go ahead and get their copy paid for and ready to send when it's ready to ship.
Yeah, so these books are likely to come out and be shipping even a couple of days before the official release. That's happened over and over throughout the years. So there are folks who have already pre-ordered The Perfect You, and you can do so on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. If you prefer to buy at Barnes & Noble or a Christian bookstore locally, you can order it there. But probably, just in my guess, that if you want it fast and you want it by next week, then Amazon is a great way to go. Again, the title is The Perfect You, God's Invitation to Live from the Heart.
Yeah, so folks, take advantage of this. Go ahead and pre-order. That would be very helpful for Andrew and Tim. They would love to kind of feel the love, feel the support right out of the chute. So go to Amazon.com. and order your copy of The Perfect You by Andrew Farley and Tim Chalice. And I know you will be blessed in reading it. In the meantime, Andrew, let's go to our phones and talk to another Andrew listening to us in North Carolina. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, praise the Lord. So good to hear y'all again, and you give so much information out. And I was just thinking about what you were saying about there's only one race of people, which is the human race. And out of the human race, we had Gentiles and Jews. And then now we have another set of people, Christians and those who aren't saved. But when we have in the church, we have so many people who get caught up in this identity politics and get caught up in trying to be more than other people that sometimes they forget who Christ is. And see, that's important, and it's good that you have people like you and Andrew who are out there telling people that there's only one race of people, who is the human race. But we get so caught up in these other things that we miss that. And I just love to hear your message and hear the things that all three of you put out every day. You know, when you're on tour, Andrew, Father, but the days that Bob Pistol and Bob Davis put out every day talking about this. And I always remember one thing Bob George used to say, they say a lot of people profess Christ, but they're not possessed by Christ. And that's the difference with a lot of mentality with a lot of people. So I just enjoy what you're doing and just praise the Lord for you. Continue to love everything that you do and continue for you to continue to put out the truth that y'all do.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew, once you're a possessor of Christ Jesus, you start looking at Philippians 3, where Paul came to this same revelation that you described, Andrew. He says, if someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I far more, circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. And so that was his resume. He was of a certain people group. He was of a certain tribe. He had a certain lineage and heritage, and he was born a certain way. And then he says, whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. He even goes on to say, I consider them garbage so that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. So we just read, guys, you know, and Andrew was just alluding to this, we just read the solution for the divisions that we see in this world. The answer is finding your rightness and your labels and your categories and your value and your worth, finding all of that in Christ Jesus, not in our earthly lineage or heritage, not in our ability to earn money or not, our ability to get good grades or not, our ability to impress others or not. Our rightness and value and worth can be found in Christ, and then that's what brings us together.
Yes, indeed.
Andrew, Andrew, great to hear from you.
Always great to hear from you, Andrew.
Thank y'all so much. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
All right.
You too, man.
Bye-bye. Well, Andrew, quickly, we had this question from Josiah, who's watching us on our YouTube feed. He's lent some money to a friend, waiting for the friend to pay it back, but wants to know how to handle this. How should he handle this?
Yeah. Well, this is a case of real freedom. I mean, you know, you're not going to find chapter and verse that says you've got to handle it one way or another. We just spent a whole episode celebrating the new heart. Your heart is full of grace. Your heart is full of mercy. Your heart is full of Jesus, and you have infinite patience in him. So I would say, when we doubt, when we're not sure, ask God for wisdom. Live from his Spirit. You really can trust him in every single situation.
Yes, indeed. Well, Andrew, briefly again, tell folks how to get your new book, The Perfect You.
Yeah, we are just days away from the release. You can pre-order your copy on Amazon.com. Again, the title, The Perfect You, God's Invitation to Live from the Heart.
Looking forward to reading that one, and hope, friends, that you will too. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported broadcast, and we ask your support of this ministry with your prayers and your gifts. And when you make your gift, we have a copy of a rich resource for you. It's called The New Covenant Journey, written to help you live your life in Jesus Christ to the fullest. Be sure to request your copy when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with thanks always to Andrew Parley for being with us, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be back with us again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.